would like to call this meeting of the Board of Trustees Personnel Committee at 5:35 p.m. on March 21st, 2023. Are there any changes or questions to the agenda? Is there a motion to accept the agenda?
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda as is.
Is there a second?
No second.
The discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Our next item is to elect a committee chairperson. So nominations are now open.
Question I have. How many, this is what, your second year? Perfect. Go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to nominate Missy for a second term.
I'll second the second year term.
All right. Are there any, I have to ask for further nominations, right?
Cool.
Are there,
no.
Are there further nominations? Three times. Any further nominations? Any further nominations? Nominations are closed. So now do we have
vote?
But we don't have to roll vote. We can just vote.
Yep.
Okay. Right. All in favor of Melissa Fee being the chairperson for the next year? Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. All right. Item number four, human resources 2023 priorities and staffing overview. Are you doing that, Jay? Or Ryan? Sorry, I just called you.
Yeah, I was going to, and I have overpromised here. We got like 10 minutes, and these are humongous topics. And so this is going to be like real big picture stuff. As always, if you want to know more, give me a call or shoot me an email, and we can dive in here. So I'll try to do my best with the time allotted. I know you have a schedule to keep here. So I am Ryan McCormick. I'm the Associate Director of Human Resources here at the library, if we haven't met. I've been in the position since August. I'm not new to Great River, though. I've worked here about 8 years. I was previously like a regional manager, a patron services supervisor. So wanted to give you a little bit of an overview on staffing at Great River, as well as some of the things we hope to accomplish this year. And then we are going to move on and pass a straightforward but important policy. So the staff at Great River, it boils down to me and Desiree Rittman. Desiree is an HR generalist. She is also relatively new to her position, but likewise not new to Great River. She also comes from a library background, and I think that kind of does give us a maybe different perspective and a different view on things. You can see we each have our own areas here that we kind of focus on. And for many years, there was a third person in the department, an HR specialist. After she retired in 2020, we have not filled that position. So Desiree and I wear a lot of hats. And staffing at Great River over time has changed in terms of a full-time equivalent, which is kind of the HR term for a unit of measurement used to calculate how many full-time hours were worked by all employees. 40 hours in a week equaling full-time, of course, you can see how many full-time equivalent positions we have at Great River and how that number has changed over time. And we'll speak to some of those trends a little bit here, but you can see that over the last decade, that number has gotten smaller and smaller, and some of those trends were sped up by COVID, of course. And a couple of them are like the combining of branches. So for many years, we had a manager in Albany, for example, who worked about 19.25 hours, and another manager in Melrose who worked about 25 hours. Now we have one manager who works in both locations for 37 hours a week, right? And so we've seen some changes there that have kind of reduced that number. Likewise, the aid position. People with aid in their title, it's kind of the entry-level position a lot of times. It is the lowest paid, either in the branches or here in distribution or in the cataloging tech services department. About a fourth of all of our employees have aid in that title. And to kind of make positions more, you know, easier to recruit for, we've combined some of those hours and converted them into, like, assistant hours. And that's, you know, the higher-paying position in branches, for example. So staff overall kind of, branches overall maybe lose total hours, but they have better paying positions. That means they need to be efficient with their processes and deliberate in what they're doing. But the hope is that long term it helps with things like retention and keeping staff around. Just a little bit of historical data here, too. Going back a few years, you can see our turnover rate is still pretty high. We're not totally out of line with industry standards in general. The Great Resignation was 2021, but across the country, more people actually resigned from their jobs last year, which is also what we've seen here, too. So you can see, to maybe clarify a little bit, the average number of staff, that's how many people work here total, and if they were all full-time, that's how many positions we would have. We have substitute employees. We have people that help out in the branches as substitutes. We have substitute drivers, for example. We have a number of positions with that status, and that was a number of people who left during the pandemic shutdown. And so 2021, the number was kind of wonky, and it was kind of hard to ultimately get where we were at. But we're coming back. We're hiring subs again. We don't want to overstaff in any position. So we're at about 21 right now. You can see, too, we have 64 benefit packages for staff who work over 30 hours a week and are eligible for insurance and other benefits. So what we're going to try to do in 2023 in human resources is, again, Desiree and I are still fairly new. We're getting accustomed to our new roles, learning lots of exciting new things. We want to continue to ensure collaboration and efficiency with the payroll department and accounting. That process at one point did live in human resources. It's separated now, and so we're making sure we all can work together and that we don't make Amy angry. We want to revamp the orientation program. The previous HR staff thought, hey, this is pretty substantial. We should shave this thing down a little bit, and that was a good idea. But we've lived with it a little while now, and there were some key things that new staff need to know that they're no longer learning. So we want to make sure that they have that information. That, coupled with the fact that, again, we've had a lot of new staff, we want to make sure that people are getting off to the right foot. You know, your first couple of weeks at work kind of determine how the rest of it's going to go. So we want them to have a good experience and feel like they're getting the information they need. We're resuming. These are meetings called Organizational Orientation, Patron Power-Up, Most Staff Day. Those are big region-wide trainings that people come for, and they were all kind of on hiatus during COVID, so we're bringing those back, both kind of online and in person. We're revamping those, too. Library work is always changing. You got to keep an eye on it, make sure that what you're offering is relevant and worthwhile to folks. And I could probably talk for about half an hour, too, on the benefit structure alone, but we're taking a look at that and seeing how that kind of goes and the pros and cons of that big change. We always had a benefit credit for many years, and last year we changed that. And so now staff used to be able to pick kind of cafeteria style, right? Like, well, I want this benefit with my credit, this one, this one, this one. We went to more of a, to me at least, straightforward model where we're paying for life insurance, long-term disability insurance, and single coverage medical insurance. And that was a bit of a shift, and it had some other tails with it, too, and we're kind of working through those and keeping an eye on that to see... Yeah, how it all shakes out here. But it was the right decision, and kind of, again, keep seeing how it goes here. So again, a lot of information that I just totally breezed through, but please do reach out to me if you want to know more, talk in depth, if you have any further questions or anything. But I am very much hoping you will approve the staff recognition policy here. It seems fairly straightforward, but for whatever reason, our policy, when we recognize staff's years of service, it specifically stops at 35 years of service. I don't know if at that point they thought no one will ever pass that, but people have, and I just thought I'd give you a brief snapshot here. We have one person who's been here 44 years. That means for the past 9 years, they've received no recognition. And what recognition entails is you can see kind of we give a little gift. It's paid by the St. Cloud Friends of the Library. There's no funding component from Great River involved. But we give a certificate. We like to acknowledge people in the board packet so you can see all that. And so for 9 years, for example, because policy capped it at 35 years, this person's never been recognized for their commitment to the library system, and I think that's a downer. We have another person at 40 years, one at 38 years, one at 28 years. Karen's at 24 years. I feel that's important to point out. She's on my list. But the point is that we want to recognize people for their commitment to Great River. There's no direct cost to Great River, again, due to the generosity of the St. Cloud Library Friends. So I do hope that you will, you know, consider making it in 5-year increments every year kind of after that, or every milestone after that 35-year mark. Do you have questions? After all that, I actually went a little quicker than I intended, and I'm sorry for that, but we have a few minutes. Okay. A lot of stuff, especially if you haven't, like, you know, don't jumped into the world of HR ever, that I breezed through some pretty lofty things. And again, I will reiterate my offer to speak at length with anybody if they want to know more. So.
Thanks, Ryan.
No news is good news.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, so we have item number 5. We have one, the policy update that Ryan just spoke about. We need to decide if we're going to approve that. Is there anyone that no one had any questions for Ryan? But does anyone like to make a motion to approve?
Well, this would have to take board action anyway. So we right.
The personnel committee acts on the personnel, and then it gets recommended to the full board. Yeah.
I'll make that motion to make to bring it part of the board. So.
Any further discussion?
Jason.
Okay.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That is the only thing we have. Our next meeting will be determined at a later time, and the meeting is adjourned at 5:47.